अब चाहिँ अलिकति पुनः आफ्नै बारेमा कुरा गर्ने समय भएको छ र आउँदो साल एसबिएसको 50 वार्षिकोत्सव मनाइने तयारी हुँदै गर्दा आगामी दिनहरूमा हाम्रो संस्था तथा यहाँहरूका लागि हामीले गर्ने अनि गरिआएका कामहरूबारे थप सामग्रीहरू लिएर आउनेछौँ। आज भने हामी या स्पेसल ब्रोडकास्टिङ सर्भिस वा छोटकरीमा एसबिएस भनेर परिचित अस्ट्रेलियाको बहुभाषिक तथा बहुसांस्कृतिक सार्वजनिक प्रसारण संस्था चाहिँ आधिकारिक रूपमा अस्ट्रेलियन पहिचानको एक महत्त्वपूर्ण भागका रूपमा रहेको कुरा सदाका लागि सुरक्षित गरिएको बारे सामग्री लिएर आएका छौँ र नेसनल फिल्म एन्ड साउन्ड आर्काइभको साउन्ड्स अफ अस्ट्रेलिया कलेक्सनमा देशको सांस्कृतिक तथा राजनैतिक अवस्था झल्काउने 10 विशेष अडियो रेकर्डिङहरू समावेश भएसँगै एसबिएस अस्ट्रेलियन पहिचानको अभिन्न अङ्गका रूपमा अनन्तकालका लागि सुरक्षित भएको हो र यसरी सन् 2024 एसबिएससँगै उक्त सूचीमा समावेश गरिएका एबोरिजिनल संस्कृति बुझाउने पहिलो पटक ध्वनि रेकर्ड गरेको पहिलो अस्ट्रेलियन आदिवासी हिपहप भाषणहरू थिम ट्युन एक विशेष अस्ट्रेलियन बियरको विज्ञापन र हाल लोप भइसकेको एक जीवको अन्तिम रेकर्डिङहरू रहेका छन्। एसपिएसको कुरा गर्दा चाहिँ 5 दशक अघि एसपिएसको सुरुवात कसरी भएको थियो त भन्ने सामग्रीहरू सूचीकृत भएका छन्। आउनुहोस् अब यसबारे थप सुनौ मेलबर्नबाट सहकर्मी आवास पराजुलीबाट।
SBS नेपाली, SBS साउथ एशियनमा
This is Al Westby on behalf of the Australian Community Relations Office welcoming you all to Radio 2EA, the voice of ethnic Australia. Today, the program is in Greek.
यो थियो सन् 1975 रेडियो 2EA को पहिलो प्रसारणको सानो झलक। कालान्तरमा रेडियो 2EA नै SBS को रूपमा यहाँहरू समक्ष उपस्थित भएको हो। यसरी रेडियो 2EA वा एथनिक अस्ट्रेलियामा पहिलो पटक अरबी, ग्रिक, इटालियन, मल्टिज, स्पेनिस र युगोस्लाभ कार्यक्रमहरू प्रसारण भएका थिए र अहिले सन् 2024 यी भाषाहरूमा प्रसारण भएका पहिलो कार्यक्रमका अंशहरू नेसनल फिल्म एन्ड साउन्ड आर्काइभ्स वा NFSA को साउन्ड्स अफ अस्ट्रेलिया कलेक्सनमा संग्रहित गरिएका छन्।
The Sounds of Australia collection is an annual gathering of about 10 iconic sounds by the National Film and Sound Archive. It's an annual register of sound recordings that have cultural, historical, aesthetic, or kind of, significance for the Australian way of life that inform or reflect life in Australia.
यी हुन् NFSA की प्रमुख क्युरेटर मिगन लौडर। यसरी उक्त सूचीमा राखिने अडियो आम मानिसहरूबाट प्रस्तावित गरिन्छन् र NFSA ध्वनि विज्ञहरू तथा अन्य जानकार विशेषज्ञहरूको एक प्यानलले मतदान मार्फत तीमध्ये केहीलाई छान्ने काम हुन्छ। एसपिएसको अडियो एन्ड ल्याङ्ग्वेज कन्टेन्ट निर्देशक डेभिड हुवा भन्छन् कि उक्त कलेक्सनमा समावेश हुन पाउनु गर्वको कुरा हो। उनका अनुसार यसले गएका 5 दशकमा भएका परिवर्तनहरूलाई प्रस्ताएको छ, जस्तो कि केही सीमित भाषाहरूमा एउटा सानो रेडियो स्टुडियोबाट सुरु भएको संस्थाले हाल 60 बढी भाषाहरूमा थुप्रै प्लेटफर्महरूमा आफ्नो उपस्थिति जनाइरहेको छ।
We've transformed almost to the point of not being able to recognize a lot of what we might be doing and listening back to some of the audio where it all first started. Gosh, it's such a incredible insight into our purpose at that time and actually what our purpose remains right now too.
SBS रेडियोको स्थापना बहुभाषिक समुदायहरूलाई हाल मेडिकेयर भनेर परिचित मेडिब्याङ्क योजनाबाट अस्ट्रेलियाको स्वास्थ्य सेवामा उक्त बेला ल्याउन तयारी गरिएको प्रस्तावित परिवर्तनहरूबारे सुसूचित गर्नु थियो। तर स्थापनाको 2 वर्षभित्रै बहुभाषिक सामग्रीहरूको माग एकदमै बढ्न थाल्यो। हुवा भन्छन् कि भाषा सेवाहरूले समुदायहरूलाई एक आपसमा जोड्न मद्दत गरिरहेको यसबाट प्रष्ट हुन्थ्यो।
There's a beautiful story about when SBS was first broadcasting and there was a legend has it that there was a truck driver who was, of Turkish heritage and turning the dial, as it were, in the car radio, or the truck radio, and then heard Turkish. And he stopped the truck in the middle of a busy intersection and just started to dance out of pure exuberance at feeling connected, at feeling at home, at feeling like he belongs.
उता मेगन लोडर भन्छन् कि अस्ट्रेलियामा बहुसांस्कृतिक प्रसारणको जन्मलाई सङ्ग्रहमा स्थान दिन मिल्नु निकै गजबको कुरा हो। उनका अनुसार हरेक रेकर्डिङ एल ग्रास्बीको आवाजबाट सुरु भएका छन्। ग्रास्बी एक पूर्व अध्यागमन मन्त्री हुन् जसले रेडियो स्टेसनहरूलाई विदेशी भाषामा हप्तामा 2.5 घण्टाभन्दा बढी समय कार्यक्रम प्रसारण गर्न नपाउने नियम हटाउन काम गरेका थिए।
So it was post the White Australia policy, and as we saw post World War II, immigration really ramp up in Australia. It was so important to have a multicultural, multilingual broadcaster. So really, really exciting to find these recordings and to celebrate 50 years since that moment, which will be happening next year.
उनी अगाडि थप्छिन् कि 10 वटा रेकर्डिङहरूलाई मात्र समावेश गर्ने काम निकै गाह्रो थियो।
Australia is such a diverse country. There's so many stories to capture. So we try and ensure that we are finding diverse stories that represent our all the diverse experiences of our history.
र इतिहासकै कुरा गर्दा उक्त कलेक्सनमा अस्ट्रेलियामा नारी अधिकारको कुरा उठाउने प्रमुख मध्येकी एक जेसी स्ट्रिट पनि परेकी छिन्।
I'm very pleased to have the opportunity of addressing American women on the work of the women in the conference that we have recently been attending.
उनी संयुक्त राष्ट्र संघ यानि युनाइटेड नेसन्सको स्थापनाका लागि बसेको पहिलो बैठकमा भाग लिने अस्ट्रेलियन टोलीकी एकमात्र महिला सदस्य हुन्। यसै गरी यो वर्ष सूचीकृत हुनेमा मुरुवारी समुदायका जिमी बार्कर पनि परेका छन्। बार्करले आफ्नो संस्कृति बचाउने गरी एबोरिजिनल अडियोहरू रेकर्ड गरेका थिए।
Jimmy Barker was the first Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Australian to use recorded sound as a way of preserving his culture, so Aboriginal culture. And this is a collection that is held by IATSIS, or the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies. It's about 100 hours of audio across 21 collections.
अनि यसै गरी चर्चित आदिवासी नेता नोभा पेरिसद्वारा अस्ट्रेलियन फेडरल पार्लियामेन्ट वा अस्ट्रेलियाको संघीय संसदलाई गरिएको पहिलो सम्बोधनलाई पनि सुरक्षित गरिएको छ।
As a child growing up, I dreamt big. Most people would have looked at an Aboriginal girl from the territory with the statistics of alcohol abuse, youth suicide, domestic violence, imprisonment rates, and substandard education point to every reason why I should not succeed. But I was determined to be successful.
And Tina Turner's pop hit Chains पहिलो पटक टप 20 मा प्रवेश पाउन सफल अस्ट्रेलियन हिप हप Kicking to the Undersound Doctor Who टेलिभिजन श्रृङ्खलाको गीत पनि उक्त कलेक्सनमा यसपालि समावेश गरिएका छन्। र सूचीकृत हुने सबैभन्दा अनौठो चाहिँ हाल लोप भइसकेको क्रिसमस आइल्यान्ड पिलिस ट्रेल भनिने 3 ग्रामको मात्र हुने गरेको एक किसिमको चमेरोको आवाज हो। लोडर भन्छन् कि एनएफएसएको सबैभन्दा महत्त्वपूर्ण क्षमता भनेको यी आवाजहरूलाई अनन्तकालसम्म जोगाइराख्न सक्नु हो।
I think the value of audio is that it can take you to a place, such as with the bat, you know, like we couldn't catch an image of the bat. We couldn't take you to the moment and film that last bat. But with the sound of it, there's something magic about the sound that allows your brain to kind of immerse yourself and bring your own image of a moment or a scene or an event.
SBS South Asian.
र एसपिएस न्युजका लागि सोफी बेनरद्वारा तयार पारिएको रिपोर्ट एसपिएस नेपालीका लागि प्रस्तुत गर्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो सहकर्मी आवास पराजुली। र यसै सन्दर्भमा एसपिएस तामिलका रेमन्ड सेल्वराजाद्वारा एसपिएस अडियो एन्ड ल्याङ्ग्वेजका भाषा सामग्रीहरूका प्रमुख डाभिडे स्कापापियातासँग गरिएको कुराकानी अब सुनौ एसपिएस नेपालीको यो कार्यक्रममा।
वेलकम टु द प्रोग्राम डाभिडे।
Thank you.
So very happy to having you.
It's a pleasure to be here with you and with all our listeners.
So SBS Audio has come a long way since its first broadcast in 1975. How does it feel to have the origins of multicultural broadcasting in Australia being recognized now in the National Film and Sound Archive Sounds of Australia collection?
It feels like this is a recognition of the contribution of a multilingual and multicultural Australia to our society today and in the past. examples of broadcasting that have been inducted within the Sound of Australia archive is a reflection of what our society was and was heading towards becoming back in 1975. And that is the time when those six multilingual programs were broadcast and recorded. Australia's come a long way since then, and SBS has come a long way since then. At the time when it was established almost 50 years ago, and in fact, next year we will celebrate our 50th birthday, it wasn't called SBS, it was called 2EA in Sydney and 3EA in Melbourne, with letters EA that meant Ethnic Australia. It wasn't meant to be what it is now. It was in the intentions of its founders, let's use this term. It was meant to be a three-month pilot program, the aim of which was to promote the introduction of Medibank, which is what today is Medicare. And the aim was to address communities that were speaking a language other than English at home, the largest communities at the time, and making sure that they were aware of how this public healthcare system worked. They were able to look after themselves, their families, and their communities as well. So this was what SBS was at the very beginning. And if you listen to the examples of the six broadcasts from 1975, well, you will hear talking about Medicare, health, but also some reference to some series about life in Australia. And it is interesting because now today SBS has evolved into what we are today, a network of television, video and audio on demand, radio and audio produced across various platforms in more than 60 languages. And still, we are helping our audiences to navigate through their first years in Australia when they are newly arrived migrants, for example, through everyday news, information, entertainment, but also services like Australia Explained that is translated in more than 50 languages.
It's a long journey. So next year, as you said, SBS marks 50th year, yeah, since it's the first broadcast in 1975. As the head of language and content of ALC, what is the plan for the celebration, for this important milestone of SBS?
Well, the plan is not to celebrate alone. Instead of talk about ourselves and being self-referential, we want to contextualize milestone of 50 years of SBS within what our society is and celebrate the contribution of our multicultural and multilingual communities to today's Australia, the evolution of our society, and project ourselves towards the future. So we will, yes, look back at that 1975. We will look at how Australia was, and Australian society was at the time. If you look at the languages that started in 1975 on 2EA and 3EA, alongside Arabic language, the majority of them were European languages, and that is symbolic of the composition of Australian society at the time. In the last 15 years, things have changed. Different waves of migration from different parts of the world. And now our society is a society in which the second most spoken language in Australia is Mandarin, followed by Arabic, Cantonese, Vietnamese. And then you have the emergence of the South Asian languages, including Tamil, the rise of communities speaking, for example, Nepali or Punjabi. So this is our society of today. And SBS changes as society changes. Every 5 years, we review our services, looking at the data coming from the census and from other sources through consultation with the community and other considerations of high importance. And we allocate resources to different services, and we want to make sure that we do reflect through our broadcasting and our publication, the reality of today's Australia. So it will be very interesting next year to look at ourselves today and reflect on what we were yesterday, but always thinking about tomorrow.
Indeed, we are looking forward to the celebration of SBS 50. Thank you so much for joining the studio and explaining the history, the celebration of the milestone coming ahead. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you, Raymond.
र एसबिएसको 50 औं वार्षिकोत्सव मनाइने तयारी हुँदै गर्दा अस्ट्रेलियाको बहुभाषिक तथा बहुसांस्कृतिक सार्वजनिक प्रसारण संस्था चाहिँ आधिकारिक रूपमा अस्ट्रेलियन पहिचानको एक महत्त्वपूर्ण भागका रूपमा रहेको कुरा चाहिँ सदाका लागि सुरक्षित गरिएको बारेमा यो सामग्री हामीले प्रस्तुत गर्यौँ।
तपाईँ एसबिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
SBS Audio
आफूलाई मन परेको सामग्री सुन्न प्ले थिच्नुहोस्।
यहाँ चाहिँ आउँदा दिया जुन बे हालमा
SBS Chill
SBS Pop Asia Non-stop Asian Pop.
Can you describe that feeling for people who haven't experienced it?
SBS Hindi उपलब्ध करवाता है
Far from the partisan politics
साथी भन्दा बढी भाषाहरूमा समाचार तपाईँको मुड अनुसारको गीत संगीत अनि गजबका पोडकास्टहरू तपाईँलाई कुरेर बसिरहेका छन् SBS Audio App डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस् वा
sbs.com.au/audio